So our focus this week has been on the dangers of idolatry. And when we understand that within context, we can realize that what the Lord is saying is that the greatest danger, the worst sin, is any time we decide that God is not God. Now, realize when God is speaking those words, he's speaking it to the Jewish people, the Hebrew people, also known as the Jewish people. By the way, what is the difference between the two? Well, the term Jews comes from the fact that the kingdom where that came after the fall of Israel was Judah. So that's where the term Jews comes from. But when they left Egypt, they were often called the Hebrews. And then, of course, we know them as being called, you know, from the Israelis, from Israel. Now they're called from Israel. But that's where the term actually comes from. So you'll hear that I use the term, I use various terms to describe the same people, depending on what era we're talking about. So what happens is God is speaking specifically to the Jewish people. Always keep that in mind. One of the powerful things that St. John Chrysostom taught is that we have a role that's bigger than the prophets in the Old Testament, because the prophets in the Old Testament, their role was to preach to the Jews at the time, or the people from the northern and southern kingdom, or prior to that from the kingdom of Israel. So, but still that same group of people, whereas we're called to preach to the whole world. But we understand that God is speaking through these people, and part of his plan of salvation that eventually extends to the entire world. And we are now living the exact prophecies that were spoken to these people back in the Old Testament, because there was that statement that there will come a day that the entire world will worship the God of the Jews. Well, that time is here, obviously. And so we see those things. So it all begins with this message to this group of people to understand that their God is God. There are no other gods. There is nobody else. There is their God. Now, we knew there are other cultures that existed throughout the world who believed in other gods, but he basically, you could almost imagine him saying, but I'm not talking to them right now. I'm talking to you. And you will understand there is one God. So we know that. It's prior to that, all the gods were nationalistic, meaning you will see this line in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is the God of the Jews or the God of Israel. Because if you were from Babylon, you didn't worship the God of Israel. You worshiped the Babylonian gods. They were very nationalistic. So you understand that. So then, for example, in the story of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they are thrown into the fire by King Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because they didn't worship the Babylonian God. But then when they survive the fire, because there is an angel that appears with them, now he starts speaking greatly of the God of the Jews. And there he's speaking of this powerful God of the Jews. Well, that's because he had his own gods there in Babylon, and they didn't worship the God of the Jews, and that's where this happened. So God is speaking to the Jewish people first. And, you know, either we're talking the Hebrews, which is a name for the Jewish people, the Israelis, the Jews. However, he's speaking to this chosen people first. And from them is the message of salvation that goes out to the whole world, but it starts there. And to them, he gives the proscription against idolatry. And he makes it clear that anytime we practice idolatry, and he's speaking, of course, to them first, we're walking down a path away from God. And here's the thing I thought I wanted to address as the main theme of today's show. You always hear this concept that God will punish his people. And a lot of people read the Bible and say, well, why would God do this? And isn't this God supposed to be nice? And we can always turn around and say he is merciful, but he is also just. But they still don't understand this concept. Well, we do have to realize that the Bible is written to the people of the time. And it's got to be written in a way that people can understand it. If it's not written in that way, the people won't understand it. So, for example, if someone comes to us, we'll say hypothetically, obviously we can't necessarily believe in this, comes to us, well, let's put it this way. We go back 500 years. And we talk to the people of the time then as if we're talking to people today. They may not understand the concepts that we're talking about. They may not understand things like, to the same level that we do, things like germs or things like infection or things like economy or any of that. They may not understand any of that. And if we speak to them with our knowledge today as if they did, they're just going to look at us as if we have two heads. So we're going to speak to them in ways that they will understand it, not in ways that we understand it and they don't. Now, what that means, we'll talk about that on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. Did you know that you can listen to Catholic Audio Media on the iHeartRadio app? Catholic Audio Media is now available through your iHeartRadio app. If you don't have the app, download it to your smartphone, tablet, or computer and subscribe through the podcast tab to Catholic Audio Media. You'll be able to hear both St. Anthony Overnight and The Voice of St. Anthony, both programs through the app. You can also enable them through your smart speaker and hear them through the smart speaker as well. Just ask for Catholic Audio Media podcast from iHeartRadio. You can hear them anywhere. You can listen to them as you're jogging. You can listen to them as you're preparing to go to bed. You can listen to them as you're eating and having breakfast or lunch or dinner. You can hear them anytime you want at iHeartRadio through the iHeartRadio app. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can click on the parish and find out where we are and come to join us. Remember, you have a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass on Sundays. And you can also come to enjoy some of our events that happen during the week on Tuesdays, our discussion on St. Thomas Aquinas, on Wednesdays, our adoration, all kinds of things over there. So anyway, you can do that. You can also send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can listen to the archives of the show. You know, someone a few weeks ago downloaded all the shows. It was fascinating because you should see my statistics go right off the charts because they downloaded all the shows. Thank you very much for doing that, to listen to all the shows. But you can listen to the archives of the show. You can join our Substack newsletter. You can do all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So we're talking about how God speaks to the people in a way they will understand it, just as we can't go to the people 500 years ago and speak in a way as if we're speaking to the people today and expect them to understand that. There are just going to be concepts they don't understand. For example, let's go back, and let's go back prior to the Copernican Revolution. Well, are they going to understand solar system to the same point that we do? I mean, they will understand the planets and the stars to a point, but our view of the planets and the stars is radically different than theirs. Are they going to be able to understand even the concepts of, as I said, germs or viruses or anything the same way? They may not. And so we can't speak to them as if they would. Well, when you are reading the Bible, remember, the Bible is also written in a way that you can understand it now, but it also had to be written in a way that the people who read it at the time would understand it. And when we see these concepts of God will punish his people, what may be actually happening is God is teaching this truth that if they practice idolatry, they will be, as I talked about a couple of weeks ago, wise in their own estimation, and they will walk down a disastrous path. I always like to bring up this idea. People actually like it when I do. when I talk about when I was in the Navy, they had two forms of navigation. And the way I like to express it is the first form is where the compass points to true north, North Pole. And you navigate that way. Well, that's called true bearing. Another one is relative bearing, which actually is based on the ship itself. So 000 relative, regardless of where it's pointed, is always where the front of the ship is. So if you use 000 relative, normally you'd use it to say, well, it's 090 relative. You'd say, well, straight out the starboard side of the ship. We can look straight out and we can see whatever you want to point out. But you can't really navigate that way. So if I say we're going to go 000 relative and use only relative bearings, you get lost in a bathtub. Because you don't have any true navigational point. Well, it's the same thing. When God is speaking to us, he's giving us information that we can understand. And it could very well be that what he's speaking at is the way the world is created, the way he created the world. There are certain dynamics that will play themselves out. So if by chance you are wise in your own estimation and you decide not to listen to God or any of the truths, the divine truths that come to us, but you decide that, oh, we're smart enough, we don't need God anymore. Well, it's like 000 relative. It's like you're navigating using relative bearings. And that's his warning sign. You're going to get lost. You're going to walk down a disastrous path. You're going to walk down a path where there is no peace. There is no love. There is no friendship. There is nothing. It's just people are always against each other's throats and they will try to defeat each other. And you don't want to walk down that path. That's what I'm saying is a possibility because he's explaining. This is why we want to listen to the Lord. His wisdom leads us to a greater understanding of the world around us because we're working on this divine wisdom. Whereas if we don't do that, then we're actually working on wisdom that is not beyond us, and we can get lost doing that. And that may be his warning. And so he's communicating it in a way that we understand it. So it sounds like he will punish us, but actually what it is these dynamics will happen this way. Father Adriano, tomorrow. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.